Hello, everybody. This is the midweek. This is Terry Laundry with the midweek update for T-Theory Observations. The reason I put this into the normal sequence of T-Theory Observations rather than going over to the other site is it's a little bit easier to be able to just tag it right in there, and I don't have to do chasing around files. This particular chart that we have today jumps back to the volume oscillator T, and I'll give you some summaries of that and the important things that are going to happen, because they're going to happen quite fast as we get closer to mid-December. We just started to enter December, and one of the things that's very peculiar about the market right now is that in the money flow T's, we have a gold T, which claims that the top is not until we get to about the 6th of December. That could be a little bit iffy on the date, but you'll notice that gold is climbing on the sovereign debt problems. And as Parker has detailed at his site, he also has a dollar sign SPX, which is an S&P 500 T, which says that the S&P 500 is supposed to make a top in the early December time period. I have other friends that do other calculations that came up with December 3, but it's right around here, and the nature of that is that I don't believe that T, because you know the D top is correct, and what you've done is you've come down and you're starting to go into a sideways ledge pattern. But on the chart here, I've noticed this SPX money flow T hang up. It's preventing the oscillator from taking the dive down to the null deco low, which is basically in mid-December, but it's technically it's setting place roughly the 13th to the 17th of December. And we have to leave that kind of open. The downside target is to the, once you make a top at the right side, at the upper envelope, the red boundary, which is contains the upper motion, like you see at A or you see back at D, you should go down to the green line, which is the deep correction low. And what's happening is that money flow T is holding the market up so that it's trying to find a base around the black mid-channel line, but it's going to break down as soon as you get rid of the money flow T. And I wouldn't think that the date is exactly right on the December 6th, although Parker is very careful to calculate that, because there's an uncertainty. But it's possible that you can still have a little bit of a rally. In any case, I notice that some people are looking at this oscillator pattern and the volume oscillator and trying to figure out whether that's a bottom or a top. The big advantage of money flow T's is it kills off a lot of that ambiguity now, because you now have another reason to believe that the strength that you see in the gold is sort of end of the, you know, that's the end of the move type thing, and it could be a blow off, and then it should have a sharp correction. The S&P 500 should always have a rally up to the zero line here, and which is the, you notice the cash buildup line that I have for the volume oscillator is now rolling over, and you notice that the volume oscillator T is much longer than the advanced decline oscillator T, which I had done previously on Sunday. Just keep track both of them. You call this a volume oscillator T, and it will be a bearish type. The advanced decline T could be a shorter one, and it may not be so bearish. So there's some confusion on that point. Another point that I would raise to you is that Parker has done the analysis at his website about this 75 days between the lows, which I have the black vertical lines here, and is the 75 days in green, which we're trying to make the estimate for where the low is going to be. And Orville did all of that, and we're, you know, there's no sense in beating that problem to death. But Parker's the only people that I've ever seen that does thorough work. And the thorough work here is that just because your oscillator lows occur at 75-day intervals, and that may be true at this point, it doesn't really tell you exactly what the market is unless you catch what you called an overshoot on the downside. The example is back in May. If you drop the oscillator down really sharp, you get an oscillator low in the very early part of May. It's just a flash. Then you get a recovery, and then you get more substantial lows developing later on. That is a prop. That's a potential problem only if the oscillator drops down to the bottom of the page, and the null deco concept is being hung up by this S&P T. So we really can't tell right now until we see it. But he's gone into the analysis, which I will publish on Sunday, looking at there's a slight difference between the volume oscillator is very good for picking up cyclical motion, but these overshoots tend to get you. And I know them from experience, but what I have to tell you is that if you get down to a point where the oscillator is just, say, down to where the bottom of the red T is, or you know, down to where it says null or something like that, that cycle could be valid. But if it goes down to the bottom page, down where it says it's December, when you go down to the bottom of the S&P, there's going to be a lag time. And Parker's already started working on taking a just a sample, and it's usually it's 5 to 7 trading days afterwards anyway. That's my lesson is that 5 to 7 days after you make a momentum peak that's got so much downside momentum, you will have rallied and then dropped back down and made a low, and then you start to see rising bottoms patterns, and that's basically the difference between a V bottom and a W bottom. The January bottom is a V bottom. January of 2010, the black line there, that's a V bottom. That's a W bottom in May. That's a V bottom in August. And this bottom, we don't know whether it's V, that is one has one low that's not too deep, or it has a W because the first bottom is so deep that you've got it up. The reason it could be a deep decline is that the hang-up is now going to release all the negative forces. And if this is probably the biggest test for the money flow T, and that is that if it's a real top, how could you make a bottom, take his date. It was a 6th, then you're going to go to the 15th, you're going to make a bottom. Well, if you look at the S&P going up here from the C, it was actually from the B bottom, he's claiming that the 6th is going to be an important top. Well, you could have an enormous correction there, and in order to make that money flow T look like it was real, not just a wimpy little decline. And then how are you going to get out of it? Well, that could be a W bottom. So I'm just telling you that you got to be careful about the W bottom versus the V bottom when you start to get into this money flow T's, and you give the money flow T the credit that it's going to do something bad. And you know, it's probably going to be a bunch of bad news that comes out relative to mostly to the sovereign debt problems, but it's a fine point, but you are going to have to solve that problem, because this is a very unusual situation. If you can get the money flow T's to work this out completely, then you've got a lot of interesting information for, particularly if you're in the precious metals area. You know, the market's rolling over, and the silver people are going crazy buying this stuff, and they can get away with it for a while. But we're not sure whether that those dates are exactly right, and so we'll work on that. Okay, that's it for today, and then Sunday I'm going to have a lot of interesting summaries to put in, and one of them will be Parker's work, which I think is excellent. Bye-bye.